forward to hearing Bruce and Paula Schneider sharing this morning, and we thank God for his work in their lives and Kevin's life, Brother Kevin, and Chris's life, recovering now, I think, in Washington, D.C., Walter Reed, but Bruce will know that later today, I believe. A few years ago, Yahoo.com did a survey and asked the question, what's the greatest miracle in the Bible? You can think of that for a couple seconds. Some of your favorites, life-changing ones that you saw God do in history and in Scripture. Some said the feeding of the 7,000 or the feeding of the 5,000, because Jesus affected a lot of lives that day. Boy, a lot of lives were impacted with his compassion. Some said God parting the Red Sea, because God saved the whole nation by that miracle. One person said the greatest miracle is that anybody is dumb enough to believe that stuff still. That's a honest point of view there. You may have had that thought. Maybe that's where you're at. Somebody else said the greatest miracle is that God still loves people in spite of all the things we've done against him and the sin and rebellion in our lives. But the number one vote getter for the greatest miracle in the Bible was Jesus rising from the dead physically. And all the miracles of the Bible seem to point to that great miracle where the Lord conquered sin and death and hell for us. If you were to look in the Old Testament, one way to look at it is to see how the Messiah is anticipated through the whole Old Testament. So everything leans toward Christ and that great moment, him giving his life for us, raising from the dead. Look at the New Testament, the Messiah revealed. So we get to see him a little more clearly in there. And then today, the experience of knowing the risen Messiah in our daily lives. Boy, he's alive. So what? What does that have to do with the way you live? Christ would like to make an impact on that. So if you were to interview Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Apostle Paul, Apostle Peter, they would vote for Jesus rising physically from the dead. And the miracle was unexpected, undeserved, and unearned, like all the miracles of God are. And the living Lord himself offers you a relationship with him because he's alive forevermore. Great Christian apologists have looked at that miracle, the resurrection, and tried to give some evidence for it and some explanation of it. And that's been real helpful to people who are open-hearted about that. Some of my favorite Christian apologists are C.S. Lewis, Josh McDowell, Lee Strobel, Ravi Zacharias, Timothy Keller. Good reading to help us think that Jesus is alive and how that changes lives. But no matter what those guys say about Jesus rising from the dead, you know, I think they sell the Lord short all the time, because who he is and what he did is something that hits us where our soul is and our emotions are. I remember sensing that Jesus conquered sin and death and hell the first time I went to a cemetery to visit the grave of a loved one. It was my grandmother, who was a dear person. And I found myself, along with my family members, thinking more about the Lord than we did about Grandma. There's something about Christ that dominated the situation, and we felt comforted. The first Easter, when Jesus rose from the dead, the women were overwhelmed by what happened. They came to the empty tomb, and the Bible says they asked, they looked, they ran, they were alarmed, they trembled, they were bewildered, they were afraid. And sometimes God's like that in our lives when he's doing something very significant. We get pretty intimidated by him, but we're still drawn close to him. That's the way he is. And his miracles from Jesus, the risen Savior, are really something he would like to give to our hearts so that we might have a new life with him. Story of a 5-year-old boy who was really suffering, dying of severe malaria. He was being comforted by his mom and dad at the time. They were holding on to him and just praying, wanting him to have a measure of comfort. And the little boy said, "Oh, hold me, mom and dad. Hold me until Jesus holds me." And they said, Jesus will hold you, son. And he's holding you now through us. And so the strength of Christ, greater than can be explained. When you and I go through a tough situation where we face sin or death or the possibility of hell, we want something beyond thoughts. We want help. We want hope. We want God. We want the Savior. That's what we want more than anything else. And God often sends that help through people. I've noticed that when you reach out to somebody, you know, somebody in your pew or a friend, a neighbor, family member, stranger, when you reach out to them, somebody who's been hit by sin or death, Jesus is noticed in that situation. And people start to experience a life with Him that's greater than death. You can help people in pain in a lot of places. And that's part of our calling, that Christ would change our life like that. See, Jesus is alive. How can I pass on that truth to others? And there's sin and pain and difficulty in many places. You can go to hospitals, people in great health loss, rehab centers, funeral homes, people just needing company and a friend, nursing homes, addiction recovery places, children and youth ministries, city missions, overseas ministries. All those places that Jesus is bigger than when He would come as a living Savior. And if you don't go to those places, you could simply go to the people you know and see every day. Because everybody you see, in the pews next to you and where you go, have been hit by sin and death in some manner. And they're really looking for the Lord's help, the Lord's company. Jesus will be noticed when you do that. And when He rises from the dead, He says, "Go, I'll be with you always." That's a promise that when we go, Christ will help a person. One of the things that the Schneider family is known is that God is with them. God loves them and their son. And He's greater than the injury that occurred. And even if the worst would have happened, Jesus was going to be greater than that also. Many of you who have lived through that, the thing you didn't want to happen happened, and yet Christ walked with you. That's a miracle too. It's a very powerful one. So miracles of the Bible, and one that we get to experience with the Schneider family. Someday you might look in the mirror and say, wow, after everything you've been through and everything you've experienced, you might see a miracle. And the miracle might be, after everything I've been through, I look at myself and I say, I can't believe I still believe in Christ and still want to follow Him.